That must have been a great thrill.
Yeah, it was a huge buzz, especially on that filly. David and Sue Ward have been real loyal supporters of mine, as has Ed. So to repay their faith in me with a really nice winner like that was really special. And she's just such a pleasure to ride. She's so straightforward, got such a brilliant attitude and really knuckles down when you needed to. Like, it was a hard position to come from. Tom's managed to get to the front and hasn't gone very far, so it kind of left me in a fairly vulnerable position. But she's really knuckled down late on.
Was it always the plan to play late, as it were?
Yeah, definitely. I think for the first part of her career as a 2 and 3 year old, she's such a laid back filly that we were very happy to go forward and try and make the running with her. But if anything, she almost used to prick her ears too much in front, and we were probably riding her as if she was a slow filly, but she's got a lot of class and a lot of ability, and she just showed at the second half of last year and this year that she's actually got a proper turn of foot for a filly running over this trip. And she really showed that today. She had to quicken off a very slow pace, and she really showed her class.
Did you think you'd got there?
About sort of 100 metres before the line, I thought I was going to go and win half a length, and Tom's horse was just so game, just to sort of, she obviously hadn't gone very fast, and so she was just all kept finding a bit more in front. And on the line, I think I'm probably a little bit of a pessimist when I hit the line, just so you don't get disappointed. So I didn't really want to know until I turned around and saw the cameras were on her, and that kind of eased my nerves a little bit. But I was unsure. I thought she had, but you never really know until they call the result.
I mean, Ed's had some week, hasn't he?
Ed's an amazing day. 3 stakes winners in a day. He's just doing amazingly at the minute. I think that was his, I think he said 8 stakes winners nearly this month or something like that. So it's just phenomenal. And I'm very honoured to be part of his team. He obviously has been a huge support of mine the whole way through my career. And I haven't done particularly well for him so far this year. So really pleased and very grateful to him for all his support and for keeping me on this filly.
And the last 2 winners of the race, Rachel Blackmore and Safi Osborne, bracket you together nicely.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Hopefully I'm not retiring next year, but
sincerely hope not.
I hope not too. Rachel's a really awesome person, and what she did was incredible. And I think it's fair to say I won't be winning any stakes races over jumps. So I'll keep my feet firmly on the ground.